In the studio with us today is George Strait, and we want to welcome you to the program, George.
Thank you, Carl.
Tell you what, it's been, I've been on radio 31 years, country radio for 31 years. This is one of my highlights, being able to sit down and talk to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course, now 22 years ago, you called me in 1981 and thanked me for playing Unwound.
Well, I want to thank you again right today.
I just thought maybe you lost my number because I never heard anything else from you, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Carl.
You're a private guy. You don't do a whole lot of interviews.
What am I doing here?
Do you remember where you were when you heard your first George Strait song on the radio?
Absolutely. I was right here in San Antonio, and we were taking the song around. I was with Irv Woolsey and Roger Ramsey. And we took it over to Jerry King at KKYX, and then gave it to him. He said he was going to play it, and I ran out to the car so I could hear it on the radio.
Do you have a favorite George Strait song?
I've got a lot of favorites. Amarillo by Morning's one of my favorites. Of course, Unwound has to. I've got to mention it because it was, you know. It kind of got me signed with MCA, but this new song, "Tell Me Something Bad About Tulsa," has got to rank right up there at the top.
What about I think my personal favorite is "The Chair."
The Chair, I love "The Chair,"
and then "The Best Day" too. That's one of those dad songs.
I love "The Best Day" also, and those are definitely personal favorites, and I do those every night when I'm on tour.
Now, I want to talk about Tony Brown. You've had a great relationship with Tony over the years, and I heard the other day, even went into the office for a little bit. Got a call from a lady the other day wanting to know, who was this Tony Brown guy everyone was talking about on the ACMs? Now, pretty much anyone who's anybody in country music, Tony Brown has had something to do with. If you don't mind, tell everybody who Tony Brown is.
Well, Tony Brown has been, he played piano for Elvis Presley. I mean, he's been around a while, he's just a great guy, a great friend of mine, and he's been my producer ever since we did the Pure Country album. He had a little tough time here a while back, but he's making a full recovery, and I'm real happy for him. And, you know, we had to say a lot of prayers for old Tony, but, man, he pulled through great.
With speaking of Pure Country, with that movie success in 1992, any more plans to go Hollywood for George Strait?
You know, it wouldn't be a bad thing. If we found the right deal, I would be probably interested in trying that again. I really enjoyed making Pure Country, and it's been a while. So, you know, I haven't really been looking for anything, but if something comes along, I might consider it.
Anybody ever come up to you and say, "Hey, Dusty"?
No, but I tell you a funny story. Some guy came up to me one time, and he said, "Man, when are you going to do another Pure Country?" And I said, "Man, old Dusty died." And he goes, "No kidding."
Oh, no.
So, anyway.
What about the George Strait Team Roping Classic? This was the 21st year for it, right?
Yeah.
That is a huge, huge deal with a lot of prize money up for grabs.
It's big. It really has gotten to be big. We've 21 years ago, we didn't, expect it to be nearly like it is today, but... fortunately, we've grown. We have some great sponsors that have helped it to grow, and I really enjoy putting it on. It's one of the richest open team ropings, that there is today. And so we get all the baddest of the bad come to it.
Now, I heard this year, what were the $300,000 in prize money? Something like that?
At least, yeah, at least. It was huge. We had, I think, 600 and some odd teams to rope Friday, and then we take the top 50 back on Saturday, and they rope a three-head average.
Now, they come from all over the country, right?
All over the place.
Gee whiz.
All over the United States.
Now, speaking of sponsors, you got some pretty good endorsements. Chevy Trucks, Resist All Hats, Wrangler, Justin Boots, and Tractor Supply. Now, after we finish this, George, are we going to see you out on the yard mowing your lawn? With one of those little lawn tractors?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to do this morning, but I came down here instead to talk to you, Carl.
Now with the deal with Chevy Trucks, can you get me one of those new Chevy SSRs?
You need one.
Have you seen one of those?
I haven't actually driven one of those, but they look pretty good to me.
What does George Strait do to relax?
You know, I do a lot of things. I enjoy roping. I rope a lot. I enjoy deep sea fishing. I do that quite a bit. So, you know, I'm not just sitting around a lot. I'm doing something usually all the time.
How many pets do you have in your house?
Well, let's see. We have 3 dogs in the house right now, and that's plenty.
Are you one to take in strays if they show up on your front porch?
No, but I'd probably give 1 or 2 away.
You have horses and cattle, I presume.
Yes, we do.
And how does George, does George Strait Jr. Bubba have any musical aspirations?
You know, he enjoys, he's learned to play the guitar, you know, and sing. He likes to sing and do that. I don't think, his main aspiration is rodeo right now, so he's trying to get better every day and at that. In fact, he's at the college regional finals right now in Hobbs, New Mexico. Hmm. And hopefully he'll go on to the college national finals in a couple of weeks.
Now, of course, the new album is going to be in stores June 10th, called Honky Tonkville. Now, where exactly is Honky Tonkville?
It's right here in San Antonio. Well, I spent a lot of time in those honky tonks of my day.
The first single's doing real well, Tell Me Something Bad About Tulsa.
It's outstanding. I love that song. It's an old song, but, you know, I had heard it. I'd heard Haggard's version, and I don't know what album it's on that Haggard, but I don't think it was ever released as a single, so I think it turned out great. I'm real proud of it.
Any plans on maybe doing like a duet with like maybe Merle Haggard or something?
You know, that would be great, and that would be quite an honor for me, and you know, I haven't spoken to Merle about it, you know, so I don't know what his feelings would be about it.
There's another cut on the CD called I Found Jesus on the Jailhouse Floor. It's the Grateful.
It's a honky tonk gospel song.
It's the Grateful Dead. You say it's the Grateful Dead by the way of Merle Haggard.
I love that song. I love what it says, and you know, it's like I say, Tony Brown described it just right, a honky-tonk gospel song.
And there's also, of course, on the album, a couple of great George Strait love ballads, As Far As It Goes and Infinite Love. Tell me about those songs.
Well, yeah, they're just pretty songs. I mean, I'm trying to remember, you know, how I came across those two, but, you know, it's just like... As Far As It Goes, I believe I've had that song and held it for a while, and we got in the studio, and I've done this before, you know, held a song for like a year, and, you know, for whatever reason, I don't get it done when I'm, you know, for one album, and I keep it, and it just keeps coming back to me, and that was a song like that, and I don't know, it's just, and then after... It was one of those, I didn't know really how it was going to come out in the studio, but I think it came out great.
How do you, after all these years, how do you continue to find all of these great songs?
Well, I rely a lot on songwriters. You know, I'm not really motivated to write, maybe because, you know, I've been so fortunate to find great songs from great songwriters. It's made me kind of lazy about, you know, I just don't have any motivation to do that. And so I go through tons and tons of songs, you know, throughout the year. And when it gets about a month or two before we're going to go in the studio, then, you know, then I'm really, really listening pretty much every day and just start, you know, kind of going through them and culling them out and getting it down to the what I feel like are the, you know, the best songs. And then that's what we do, and then we stick them on the album.
Are there any songs that you've passed on that somebody else recorded that you wish you'd kept?
You know, as a matter of fact, there is a song out there that Kenny had out. I think it was a Dean Dillon song. Remember that?
Yeah, the Kenny Chesney. If things were different thing.
Yeah. And Dean had pitched me that song and you know, for some reason he just didn't click with me, and Kenny did a great job on it. And
boy.
But I thought, where have I heard that song before, you know? But that was one of those.
And of course, on the CD, there's also some of those George Strait Broken Heart songs, 4 Down and 12 Across.
Yeah, that's kind of another one of those clever little Dean Dillon songs. I don't know where he comes up with these ideas, but thank God he does.
Yeah.
They kind of fit me. You know, it's reminds me a little bit of The Chair, you know. It's got a little twist to it, and it's interesting. It's not really I wouldn't call it a traditional country record, but it's certainly it's one of my favorites on the album.
You got a new tour planned?
Well, we're off right now, and so we're planning a tour for next year.
You going to go back to the stadiums?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to stick with the arenas right now, and that's been a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing the stadiums, and I did them for a long time, and I kind of got used to doing them. You know, the way that it's set up and the crowd being so far away, and I got used to that. But get back in the arenas where it's a little more intimate and the crowd's right down up on you, and it's a lot of fun, and you can actually see the people, and whereas at the stadiums you can see a few rows, but you feel them,
yeah,
but you just can't see them.
New album in the stores Tuesday, June 10th. Hockey
Talk.
Yeah,
2 minutes. Okay.
I thought you said you got about a minute. Let me find another question here. You don't do a whole lot of videos. Why is that?
Well, I've never really been happy with any video that I've done. You know, I don't know. I'm still working on that though, and I'm probably gonna have a couple out maybe on this new album. So if the song if I feel like it lends itself to a video, then I'll I'm for it. But sit in a chair, stand there and sing the song, on video. It's just, I don't know. That doesn't do a lot for me. But like I said, if we come with a song on the album that I feel like, deserves to have a video out there, then I'll do it.
Yeah. Was there ever a time you wanted to give it up and just be a cowboy?
Well, there was a time when I felt like I needed to give it up because I didn't really think I was making any progress as far as getting a major label to sign me. And that was, fortunately, I didn't do it, but it was about a year before I got signed with MCA. But I really had called my band and told them that I was going to quit and I was going to take a job down in Uvalde, Texas. And then I had second thoughts about it and talked to my wife about it. And I thought, well, I'll give it another year. And fortunately, within that year, I had signed with MCA.
The new album's in the store Tuesday, June 10th. It's called Honky Tonkville. George, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You bet, Carl. My pleasure.
Now, if we head out to your Chevy truck, are we going to find any cheeseburger wrappers underneath the seat?
There's no telling what you'll find in there.
George Strainer, special guest today.